just an initial one. The top paid executives, as disclosed in the annual report, does that also reflect the most highly paid employees within the group, including Perennial?
I think this is a good one. The answer is that it does for consolidated entities. So the Perennial Value, for instance, is not a consolidated entity, which, you know, does, as we said, the accounting is quite difficult to sort of work through.
Right, so but there'll be some people within some of the non-consolidated Perennials who are earning much more than the people outlined in the annual report, won't there?
No.
There's only one subsidiary.
There's only one that falls into that category. I think the point Stephen's getting to is the underlying issue that Stephen is sort of looking at is what do fund managers earn? And they are a very well-paid and silent part of the well-paid industry. And it's always quite interesting for me to get criticism from fund managers, you know, that they'll sometimes, you know, lodge a vote of protest against a remuneration package, and what they're earning themselves can be multiples of what they're querying the executive to be earned from. I remember at a previous company I worked for, I was going around and talking to them about my salary package, and it's always a confronting experience because you're very open to all of these sorts of things because you're in the public environment, and this bloke saying, "Oh, you know, that looks a big salary." I said, "Look, and my salary at this stage was well south of these figures." And I said to him, "I said, look, tell me how many people you know in your industry that earn well over $1 million, and I'll try and think of a number that I know in commerce that earn over $1 million. And if you think your number is going to be bigger than my number, we won't talk about this anymore." And he said, "We won't talk about it anymore. You know that those investment managers do earn a very large amount of money, but they are earning money off creating value, and we know that they create value because what they do is so measurable. They're trying to outperform a benchmark." Ours is slightly different. Our model is not to pay them well, it's to allow them to share in the ownership of the underlying fund manager. So their salaries are not high, and what they receive is the same benefit as our shareholders do from their shareholding in those managers. So there's no one that's outside that group that would necessarily outside the consolidated group that would necessarily change that.
Right, because the likes of Perpetual and Platinum all admit that there are lots of fund managers who would appear in their lists, but because they're not technically executives under the disclosure requirements, they're not in the list. So, as you said, it's ridiculous that the people voting on everyone else's pay have their own secret pay deals and are excluded from disclosure. So you're saying at IOOF, they're all included. There is no one who's a fund manager who's not in the top five paid in the annual report because they're not technically deemed an executive.
I'm going to look to my CFO to confirm that, but that is the case. Look, I'm not saying, Stephen, that we wouldn't adopt the same view, but we don't need to address that issue because, as I said, our reward structures for our fund managers is through their shareholding, not through their salary.
Okay.
I think that point needs to be emphasised, that most of their return comes by way of dividends. They have significant shareholdings in these companies, and most of their return comes from dividends, so they rise and fall with the fortunes of the companies.